Hi, you there?
Hey, Phyllis.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Pretty well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. First off, I want to say congrats on beating throat cancer. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Of course. So I only have 8 minutes, so let's just jump right into this. You're joining me on the phone today, Dave Mustaine of Megadeth. You have a new book out today. It's called Rust in Peace, The Inside Story of the Megadeth Masterpiece. The album celebrating 30 years, actually coming up in a few days. They gave me a little PDF file of it, and I read the whole thing in a day. I could not put it down. It was wild. I loved it so much.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Of course. So why did you decide you wanted to write a book about Rust in Peace?
Well, because of the limits of time, I'll make this brief. It was one of those records that did something really great for the music community, and I think that it's one of those books that people are curious about. How did you do it? And more importantly, why did you do it? The defining moment for me when I left Metallica was, am I going to sound like Metallica 2 or am I going to be a brand new Dave? And that's what Megadeth was. And I think Rust in Peace was me finally getting all my parts in place and all my little ducks in a row.
Is there stuff in the book that you think maybe Megadeth fans don't know about? Something new they might learn?
Lots.
Okay, awesome. I did mention to my boss, who's a pretty big Megadeth fan, there's a little snippet in the book where you mention you almost got Dimebag Darrell to join the band, and I had no idea, and I was like, what is happening? This book is so crazy. So, yeah, he definitely didn't know that.
Well, Slash, too.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that. There's a snippet of that in there, too, and I was going to ask, is that the reason why you chose Slash to write the foreword in the book?
No, I wish it was that simple. I love Slash. I think he's great. He's been a good friend for many, many years to me. And we were looking around for people to write the foreword, and one of the people that's part of our team had said he had just done an interview with Slash and that he was talking about me for a while and it was really good. Why don't you use that? And I looked at it and I thought, Slash, and he is just so awesome. I love him. Oh, I'm sorry. Are we live?
No. We're taped. It's okay.
Sorry. I thought, Slash, and he's just so classy. And you know, we've been friends for such a long time now. I couldn't expect anything less from him because I think he knows that if I talked about him, I would say the same thing.
Speaking of Slash, I like the way the book was written. Because most everybody involved in the recording process of Rust in Peace is in this book. Was it weird to kind of reach out to some of these people to help tell the story?
Yeah, and it was kind of weird, too, because a couple of people, you know, they kind of acted like they didn't want to have anything to do with it. And so I just figured, all right, whatever. And then, you know, they get a little sniff of how big it's going to be, and they call back. So, and that's okay, because, you know, I think forgiveness is a really big thing. When David Ellison sued me for $18.5 million, he lost and got beat pretty badly in the public. And I was flying home from Dallas one night, and I stopped in Phoenix and had dinner with him, and he goes, man, I just want to say I'm sorry. It's the dumbest thing I ever did was suing you. And I said, you know, Dave, I forgive you. And everything just melted away.
Well, that's awesome. I love that when stuff like that happens, that you can just, you know, put the past behind you and just move forward.
Absolutely.
So like I mentioned, they sent me a PDF version, so I didn't get, like, any pictures or anything, but there are going to be pictures in this book, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because there was moments in the book where you would describe something. I think you were talking about the Holy Wars music video and how hot it was in there. So everybody's taking their shirts off. So I immediately had to go watch the music video to see what you were talking about. So pictures, yeah, that would definitely be awesome. And I did. It's true. There's so many things you were referencing. I had to go back. I had to Google some things. I had to see pictures. So I definitely have to pick up a version of this book myself. And I know that there's bundles on the Megadeth website, so you can pick up a book and then, like, get some bundles with, like, a T-shirt and some stickers and stuff.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. We even have cute little Vic COVID masks.
Aww.
For those of you that believe in it or that are wearing the masks.
Oh, that's awesome. So, like I said, Rust in Peace. the inside story of the Megadeth masterpiece out today. We're definitely going to hear some of this stuff on the Metal Tour of the Year, correct? Like, you can't not play some of these songs.
Oh, yes, of course. Of course.
Is there possibly...
The best headlining, they're saying it's a co-headlining thing, but we play last, and I don't think that it really matters because the guys in all those bands are really talented. And, we're hoping to play at least 75 to 90 minutes, and a lot of that has to do with burpees and stupid stuff like that.
Well, thank you for keeping us on the rescheduled dates. I know we were all pretty bummed whenever it got postponed, but yeah, thank you for keeping us and coming to East Idaho in the first place. We're all very excited. We were so pumped when we saw that we were on the schedule.
Well, did you know, Josie, you know I got family up there, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, I lived in Pocatello, and I flew up to Idaho when I was a teenager, 15, and I lived in Inkham and went to school out there and lived in Pocatello for a little while.
Oh, my God, I had no idea.
All of my family on my sister's side, I'll live up in Idaho still. My big sister lived up there. She just passed away, but
I'm so sorry.
She was the matriarch of our family once my mom died. Michelle kind of kept everything together, and I would love whenever we would go up to Idaho because I could see her.
Oh, my God.
The governor of Idaho said that he didn't want me coming there to play. It was a long time ago because he said that I was the devil, and I used to say this on the stage. I said, dude, your sister, the governor, you got it wrong. Ozzy's the devil. And then I went into another song and just goofing around. But funny what people think and what they say without even thinking how it's going to hurt your feelings, eh?
Right. Well, oh my God, I had no idea. That's awesome. But we're really excited that you're coming back. Unfortunately, we are out of time, which sucks because I had so many more questions, but it's totally fine. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
You're welcome. We'll talk when I come back.
All right. Sounds good, man.